The Gemara says in Daf Yomi Aleph Daf that Hai Situmta Kanya. The Situmta is a proper Kenyan and it's Kainim. What is Situmta? Rashi explains it's a Chaisim Shereshim and Chen Venim Al Chavir Shal Yain. It's some type of sign that they used to write on a Chavis of Yain and Barrel Wine to show that they want to be Kainit. And the Chasim itself is considered a Kenyan. And the Gemara comes out that Ba'asad the Nahigi Lemikni, Mamish Kanu, if the minig is to Mamish be Kainit with this Kenyan Situmta by the Rishim on the Chavis, and it's Mamish a Kenyan Gama. And the shaila is, what is the getter of this kinyan gomer? And there's a big machlokes achanim whether this is kainim midaraisa or midarabanan. The Nesivis and Siman Reish Aleph says that about the din situmta is only midarabanan, not midaraisa. How could it be a kinyan daraisa? There's no master kinyan over here. About it's only kinyan darabanan. And he brings a raya because he says we find in yonim of kinyanim darabanan, certain kinyanim the chachamim and mesakin that they're kinyanim. Those kinyanim darabanan don't help on a daraisa level. They don't help for kiddushin. It's only a kinin darabanan. So if a kinin darabanan there in Mesak and only helps midarabanan and not midaraisa, then kal v'chaymer this kinin situmta, which is not even a tekamas chachamim, it's just a minig ha-seichrim, about it that can only work midarabanan and not work midaraisa. But the chsam seif in the tshuva, he's chaylik and the nesivis, and he says that situmta avada does work minatayra, and he says it's not a raya from the kinin darabanan that only works midarabanan, because he says by kinin darabanan, the pshat is that there's no real gemiras das over here. It's not that anyone is gemiras das that this is a ma'aseh kinyan. It's because Chacham said that this is a kinyan, so people do it, and therefore they allow it to be a kinyan. But there is no universal gemiras das that this is a ma'aseh kinyan. It's only a ma'aseh kinyan because Chacham said to do it. So if you don't have full gemiras das, it can't be a kinyan daraisa. Mashenkin over here, when it's the minig asaychem, this is universally accepted minig that when you do situmta, it's a kinyan, or in that makam, that is the minig that it's a kinyan. So that becomes a kinyan daraisa because there's a full gemiras das. And when you have a full gemiras das, it can become a kinyan in a tire. That's why it's chalak from the a regular kinyan darabanan of a tekanas chachamim. The shaila is at the end of the day, but how does it work on a daraisa dika level? The ma'aseh, there's no ma'aseh kinyan, there's no mashicha, there's no hakbah, there's no kesef, it's just a rishima ba'alma. How could that constitute a kinyan daraisa? And l'chayr, the pshat in the chsam sefer is, like the achayrim say, that the aside of a ma'aseh kinyan is not the ma'aseh kinyan itself. When the Torah says mashicha is kinyan or hakbah is kinyan, it's not that that's a ma'aseh mashicha is kinyan or hakbah is kinyan, but it's really the gemiras das of the kinyan or the machna, which is kaina. You have to be garmadas to be machna, and that shafts the kinyan, that is the kinyan. You just need the ma'aseh kinyan to be megalon, to show us that he has gemiras das. It is kaved, when you do these inyanim, when you do mashicha, when you do hagbah, v'chule, that shows, that's megalon, that you have a full gemiras das. So the ma'aseh is really only a simon and a gilui, they have the gemiras das. So if you have another way to show that gemiras das, then that gemiras das itself will be kaina. So when you have a kinyan like situmta, where everyone does it, and everyone knows that by doing this, you mean a kinyan, that itself creates a gemiras das, and for that reason it will be kind of mamish on a drastic level. Mashenkin by kinyan darabanan, it's not necessarily the level where this shows gemiras das. Not everyone feels that this is gemiras das, it's just that tachanas chachamim to do it, and for that reason it would only be a kinyan on a darabanan level, not on a drastic level.